Doc Rivers continues to time and time again not get it when it comes to getting...
Let him play!
He wins. Great steak. Smells like poop.
Honestly, like, if Urban Meyer wants to come to Connecticut, bring him on. I mean, come on. I'll take him, too.
Nia Jackson, I think, weighs 280 pounds.
Oh!
Can we isolate that clip? Nia Jackson weighs 280 pounds. Oh!
Let her play.
From Los Angeles, this is Dave in the City. Brought to you by Locks of the Week Radio. Now, here's Dave Medina.
Good evening, sports fans, and a pleasure to have you here for the big A to Z show. Good to have you with us from the Dave in the City studios in still quarantined Southern California. Still shut down, still locked down, still hanging out as we try to get through this pandemic. But I hope you have been enjoying these shows. We've had a bunch of them. And the last one with my friends Karen and Andrew was just posted a few days ago, so we hope you enjoy that. I hadn't talked to them in a while, so that was really a lot of fun. So if you missed it, it's over on the DITCOW feed, Dave in the City Out West and Apple Podcasts. It is also raining as we begin our program tonight outside of our home studio. Very nice, though. It's been a nice rain all day, and I think we're going to get more of it tomorrow and more of it the next day, so we're in a good spot. So tonight we're going to do a very short show. We're just going to update you on some of the particulars with the coronavirus situation here in the USA and a little look at the world of sports as it tries to formulate a way to come back once the pandemic starts to recover a little bit and die down. But still a lot to decide between now and then as our A to Z series takes us up to the letter L. We're looking at leagues in limbo tonight, and just a status update, really, of where we are right now as we've continued to keep everybody indoors, as best as we can. The rain's actually helping in that area here in Southern California, so very exciting to see. Well, for me, it's exciting to see rain because it means that people aren't trying to be foolish going to the beach. We need that, man. We need to keep guys indoors as much as possible. The numbers in California don't look that bad, but they have just not had the ability to test people the way they want to. So the numbers we're seeing, I mean, we don't know how much of the story we're getting in California. The numbers look fine, but yeah, it's just so inconclusive. So for the USA, as far as coronavirus, we are over 400,000 cases. And of those 400,000 cases, 12,854 people have died as of the 6th, but maybe they're counting some numbers that are coming in for the 7th of April. Certainly, it doesn't look good right now, but I think we might be seeing a little bit of a plateauing of the number of new cases, but we need another few days to really figure that out. This week and the next one are going to be the 2 weeks where many experts have predicted an incredible spike in the number of coronavirus-related deaths. I think that is certainly bearing itself out right now as we are pretty close to 2,000 deaths, and that's horrible news, certainly. But for Tuesday, April the 7th, 1,970 new coronavirus deaths. Not great, obviously. You know, it's just a tough time, but it is what the health experts were bracing themselves for. And it seems like we're going to end up seeing it this week and the next one. We'll have a really, really big rash of coronavirus deaths. It's very sad to really break that down, but with it, you have the hope that there could be a leveling off and then eventually a decrease in both the number of coronavirus deaths and the number of coronavirus cases. Time will tell. I think it all depends on us. The social distancing that most of this country has implemented so far seems to be having an effect, but we're going to need a larger sample size to really know. The average of coronavirus cases in the last week, I would say, has been hovering around 30,000. There have not been more than 35,000 cases as of this recording. Things could be very different by the time you listen to this program, but we're going to try to publish this one relatively quickly so that it's not too far out of date by the time you hear it. So as bad as things are, we are seeing some progress in certain areas. Specifically, we're seeing that progress in Italy, where things are in fact leveling off. The number of coronavirus deaths per day are leveling off. Yes, it keeps increasing, but it had been increasing at a really horrible pace up until the last week. So we're hopeful that that continues, and then similar results for other countries, including our own. And as we try to figure that out, the leagues all around the U.S. are trying to determine when to come back. I think we'll start with the NBA, since they were the first ones to shut down in the world of sports, and at least domestically they were, I should be more specific. In Italy, obviously, that was shut down much sooner. But for the NBA, we have the report that they're not even going to make a decision on the league until May 1st at the earliest. These are from the words of Commissioner Adam Silver, and he confirmed this in an interview with Ernie Johnson on the NBA's Twitter page. And he adds, it doesn't mean that internally both the league and discussions with our players and the teams, we aren't looking at many different scenarios for restarting the season, but I think it is honestly just too early given what's happened right now. That is a quote for Adam Silver. What he's basically saying is, it doesn't seem realistic to expect a conclusion of the regular season. And really, we could take that a step further and say, we don't even expect a conclusion of the season altogether. I think the chances of that at this point are pretty unlikely, and I've been texting with our friend Chris in Georgia, who you know from the NBA report, and he would agree. I think both of us have given up on the idea of any further regular season action being played in the NBA this year. It just doesn't seem likely. We could be hitting the peak of coronavirus, yes, in the next 2 weeks, but it's still going to take another bunch of weeks for it to die down to the point where we are safe to resume our normal lives. So honestly, I think for any kind of public activity to resume, you might be looking more like June now that we've had about a month of data to work with. So if you're going to start at June, you've got to warm players up. I mean, the chances of just start having games, games and then finishing the season and then having an off season and a draft and then getting into the next season, there's just not enough time. I mean, June 1st to October 1st, that's a period of 4 months, and I don't think we're going to be 100% by June 1st either. So that's probably not going to happen, but I appreciate the NBA trying its best to get some kind of sports going and represent a type of normalcy. Let's go to baseball. Major League Baseball proposed a really wacky idea to start the season. And the concept is they want to start the year in the Cactus League, all over the Phoenix area, using spring training stadia to host all the teams. And teams would then stay in various hotels, and they would all be in isolation in these hotels, one person per hotel probably. And it sounds all well and good, but it seems a little too soon to attempt. And I was reading that they were thinking of trying to start the season in May, which really doesn't seem realistic. I mean, that's only a month. No, it's less than a month from the point that we're doing this program. I don't really see that as a realistic choice. So one tricky part of all of these proposals is that in order to conduct it, there has to be a really active active queue of coronavirus testing. And how can you do that if states don't even get that many tests every day anyway? That would be a big controversy, and it already has been, because some of the higher profile personalities at the end of sports and of entertainment have been tested. And I don't think a lot of people like that because there's a backlog of people who are still trying to get their tests. It's a really bad look for any of these sports leagues. And it certainly does not strike me as a big priority. Like, it's not that important to get sports started as soon as possible. So I think they don't want to put themselves into that mosh pit. That would be a real mess. That's one of the problems. With the MLB situation, they also have cited at CBSSports.com a potential issue with weather. Because by May, it's going to get hot over there in Arizona. And it can be over 100 degrees habitually in that area. And certainly, on top of that, CBS Sports cites the potential for unforeseen injuries in the situation, or perhaps exacerbating injuries during the course of this rushed format, putting all these teams in close concentration. It's kind of weird. I have to say, I think it would be fine to redo a spring training and, you know, have your Cactus League and have your Grapefruit League, but to try to do regular season games in that scenario, it seems a little outrageous at this time. And I'm not even sure if it's the time to do it. It's a little early. I mean, really, I think you don't even start feeling comfortable with it until you're into June. So I think this is just a little bit of them really more wanting it than really thinking this could actually work. It seems like it's getting a little desperate for the leagues. I think they recognize how much money they're losing from staying shut down all this time. And so it goes. With the NHL, their report is that they do not feel confident in the regular season completing. And Bettman says these words, "It may not be possible." To me, it's more than just may not be possible. It would be incredibly impossible to have that figured out and restarted in time. The NHL season would have been ending right about now. So to even attempt any regular season at this point, not even knowing if you would even have any ability to play sports beyond the month of June, or I mean before the month of June, doesn't really bode well for them. You have to also have the draft. I just don't see that being a realistic possibility. Playoffs, we'll see. But regular season, probably not. So I think the leagues are doing their best to try to just come up with an idea of what they could do to make sports happen again. But it's not really... The odds of it actually happening don't seem that great. And it's okay. It's okay. I think if you just pack it in and say, let's just forget the season and try another season next year in the fall, I say, let's just do that. Let's not worry about it. A lot of people are worried about the NFL too. Like, well, will the NFL start on time? Like, they start in a month later. It's not a big deal. We don't know. We really don't know. I mean, I don't think we would even start to know until most of us are able to or are permitted to go back to our regular jobs, meaning instead of working from home, for those who get to work from home, that's quite a blessing. And those who haven't been able to work from home, you just do regular work again, out in the field or out in the store or restaurant or what have you. I don't even think you even start talking about that until you're at that point. Like, I don't think you even worry about any of this until you have confirmed that you're in a safe enough position to resume your daily lifestyle, your daily work routine, your commute, all those things. And then stay healthy all the meanwhile. I think there is progress towards that end, but it's not going to happen on Easter. I think that's been well established. Easter's only a few days away from the point that we do this podcast. So that's as much as I've got to say about all of those situations. So that's your update. Nearly 500,000 people with coronavirus. And I imagine a week after this program publishes, we will be into 500,000 solid with coronavirus. So it's grisly, but I did see some encouragement in the slowing of growth and the fact that the number of new cases per day has hovered around the same number most of this week is a good sign, but we certainly have a long, way to go. And that's it. That is all I have for this episode of our A to Z series. We'll be back with a complete show, and we will continue our lettering scheme, and the next episode will take us up to the letter M. And I hope you've enjoyed this small abridged edition of the Dave in the City show. I am Dave Medina. You can find us on Twitter at DidCow, on the web at DidCow.com, Apple Podcasts, Dave in the City Out West. And if you have a chance, give us a review. We'd really appreciate it. If you have a chance to fill out the census, do that too at census.gov. We will see you next time.